Testy, testy.
Testy, testy.
Exactly.
Testicles.
Ah! You've outed me! Oh, wait. I outed me.
Thank you. Nobody can take the weather. Hello, everyone. This is the Dirty 30 Diary. I am Dirty D, your host. And thank you for listening. This week, we are going to talk about being friends with benefits. And pretty much, as you may have realized, anything that I talk about on this show is based on my either true life experiences, past or present, or basically something that I'm witnessing. Most of the time, it's going to be something I've experienced because I don't want to speak from a place of not knowing. So this actually happens to be a present experience, and I will get into that shortly. Just a simple recap of what we talked about last week. We discussed deal breakers, and I had a couple of guests explaining their experiences with deal breakers. I think that how this all ended up transpiring is that I decided, like, kind of into the new year, just decided that I wanted to be single and just really get my shit together, not focus on a relationship, and, you know, just kind of figure my own shit out. I'm not a fan of getting into situations when you're in the midst of something, and I'm currently just going through a lot of stuff, like financially, my living situation, just like different things that are going on in my life that I feel like I need to overcome and get through and really just take my time and perfect the things that are, I feel that are, you know, I've been struggling with. So just being more disciplined, focusing on my business. My businesses are actually doing really well. And I just, you know, I really feel that, you know, it's different for everyone. Some people can, you know, be going through something and meet someone and, you know, create a bond with them. And, you know, the person doesn't care. It's not really about the other person for me. I definitely know that. That's my personal situations hasn't slowed down my dating life, or the fact that, not to toot my own horn, but, you know, that doesn't really stop anyone from not being interested in dating me or being interested in me being in a relationship. But for me personally, I just definitely wanted to take this year to really just kind of prove to myself that I can do and be secure, do all the things I need to do, take care of me first so that I can continue to uplift and encourage others, and just in a really transparent way. So with that being said, I just started really, you know, I guess because I'm not dating anyone, or, you know, not that I'm not dating anyone, I guess because I'm not focused on a relationship, I have kind of, you know, been peeping a few of my friends and their relationships and their dating stories. And, you know, we have these conversations about just dating in general. And we talked about deal breakers and how when we're dating, we just have this real unrealistic way of picking a mate. And we set all these standards. Some of the standards aren't even standards that we can say that we have for ourselves. Like, I know a couple of people who are like, oh, I can't date anybody that doesn't have their own place, their own car, a job, et cetera, et cetera. And they actually don't have those things themselves, or one of the other. So I think when we're dating, we tend to be very critical, very harsh. We're not realistic as far as what we're looking for and why we're looking for those things. And it tends to just be like a really shallow process. So I encourage, you know, you listen to that episode if you haven't yet. And this week, speaking of dating, I want to focus on, you know, just some of the different levels of dating, I guess I would say. And there are a lot of, rules and like labels that we like to put on the situations that the dating relationships that we have. So, you know, some people say that they're, you know, they may be talking to someone, dating exclusively or in a relationship, And then there's this weird place where you're like friends with benefits, which in my personal opinion is kind of like talking or dating. But for whatever reason, you have established that you decided to just be friends and not push the relationship thing. So I actually found myself in a friends with benefits situation. And I honestly, it was a lot more dramatic than I had expected. So rewind, I met someone I want to say summer of last year. And we were like, you know, pretty cool. Actually, before summer. We've been really cool, kind of doing the friends with benefits thing. I made it kind of clear and was pretty, like, when I think back about it, I was a little harsh about the situation that I didn't want to be with this person, like, in a relationship. And, you know, fast forward, we start having sex and all this other stuff, and the sex is amazing. And it's just certain things that I know that I want in a partner. So, I have a few like things that I want to touch on. So long story short, I end up dating this person. We're friends with benefits. I end up meeting someone else in the midst of that, the person that I refer to as Karma. And this person, I stopped talking to this person temporarily or stopped seeing them as much while I'm seeing this other person. And, you know, I'm not knowing at the time that this person is pretty much like devastated that I've like distance myself from them while I talk to someone else. I never said I was going to be in a relationship with this person. However, the way that I did it, I could have went about it in a better way, but I thought I was actually doing them a favor by not, you know, being in their face about dating someone else. So pretty much it ends up backfiring because this person basically says like, okay, well, I don't want to have sex when like anymore, like they don't want to do the friends with benefits thing because they're starting to catch feelings and this and that. So I've normally been, you know, I've been playing it cool and that's all fine and dandy. And then I just realized that, you know, when I'm basically being told that I can't have sex with this person, I started kind of getting like a little of my feelings, like, how are you just gonna take my shit away just because you and your foot is whatever. So, you know, I like to think I'm pretty cool about situations, but being that we were friends and this is like, I value this person as a friend. It just kind of changed the dynamic when they also mentioned that they had an interest in someone. So pretty much I'm in this position where I'm friends with benefits with someone. They decide that they just want to be friends. They want to cut the sex part out. It's obviously not what I want, but it's just something that ends up kind of, you know, being said, this is, they want to cut this part out of the relationship. I have to agree to that. And then on top of that, I'm hearing that there's also like this other person that they're interested in, which is fine. They're totally entitled to do so. However, it did kind of like strike a chord with me because the person just started acting real funny towards me. So then I started questioning our friendship. And a lot of times we get into these friends with benefits situations and we're not at all prepared for the stuff that comes with it. So my question to my followers on, if you're following the Dirty 30 Diary on Instagram, on Dirty 30 Thursday, which is tomorrow, we pose a question, like, you know, there's a Dirty 30 question of the week. And I ask my followers if they would like, can you honestly handle a friends with benefits situation? And surprisingly, I feel like you guys aren't really being honest. I'm just gonna say that. So 75% of the people that responded to this question said yes, they can handle a friends with benefits situation, and 25% said no. So the reason why I think that that's bullshit is because, like, I feel like, okay, so I asked the question and then I also asked for people to, you know, leave comments as well. And it's just kind of like the comments were so mixed that it didn't really add up to the actual result of the poll. So I will say this. So I got a lot of comments, a lot of feedback. So I'm going to try to touch on everything, so or a little here and there. So some people say they no because they'll get attached. Some people say, like, if you're, you know, it might start off good, but it'll end, like, horribly. Some people are saying that it depends on the other person, and this is all true to me. Like, I pretty much agree with those things. Normally, so my response is that I would normally say that I can handle it, but I'm seeing that I don't know if it's growth or what, but I'm starting to feel like I'm just at a place in my life where that's not something that I should play with. Like, a little insight, a little dirty secret about me. When I'm intimate with someone, I'm very passionate. So I will fuck somebody like I love them. And a lot of people just can't handle it. A lot of people feel, you know, I hear a lot of people like, oh, you know, you fuck different when you're in love with somebody versus when you're not in love with them or whatever. That might be true for some people. But me, I like passionate. I like sensual. Like, I like to, you know, really enjoy the experience. And for that little moment, like, we go together. So, not everyone can handle that. So if it's just like some thing like where you're on some freaky stuff and you know, all you do is fuck like a rabbit, like when you're, you know, and then you were all sensual with somebody, then maybe, like, yeah. But for me, I've definitely experienced on numerous occasions where I'll deal with somebody, I'll have sex with them, and the next thing I know, like, we're somehow dating, like, even though that necessarily wasn't the goal. It wasn't necessarily the goal when we got together, we started this. So I definitely think that in this day, like, where I am in my life right now, I cannot just have, I can have casual sex with someone, but I don't think that I can. I think I can handle it to an extent, and it just kind of, now it depends. But, like, normally I would be like, oh, hell yeah, like, that's, you know, that's life for me if I'm not looking for a relationship. But right now, like, I do form bonds with people, and I think that unless you just have this thing established and there's absolutely no possibility that you'll be with someone. And that also depends. And this is just a side note, men, you cannot fuck these girls or these boys raw and think that you're just going to be friends with benefits. It is whole ass pheromones in that situation. So it's like, it's stuff that you can't even control. And that's one thing that I think, I was just talking to one of my friends, and I was just like, I can't believe that you didn't know that. Like, you can't just be fucking people raw and then expect for not feelings not to get involved. It'll be feelings involved, and you guys don't even know why. And it'll be because you didn't put a condom on. You got to have that little layer of protection, not just for you and your health, but for your heart. Like, your whole emotions. Like, no. So, pretty much, that's my take on it. Like, can I handle it? Yes. And I'll explain, like, under what circumstances. Do I have a desire to have any more situations like this happen? Absolutely not. Like, this last couple weeks was very emotional, and it was partly because I'm a brat, and I was being told that I couldn't have something that I wanted. Like, I wanted to continue our relationship how it was because I had gotten used to the person. I've got in my comfort zone. But then it didn't really dawn on me, like, okay, so once this person actually gets a mate or gets a, you know, a girlfriend, she may not want to, like, have me around, or the girlfriend might be, like, jealous as fuck, and she doesn't want anybody around her girlfriend that is, you know, somebody that they fucked before or have attraction to. So I think that's when it starts getting really tricky. Like, if we're friends with benefits, can you actually, like, and they end up getting with somebody, like, can you just go to being regular friends? Like, maybe that's another question. I don't know how someone would feel about that. Like, this might have to be a three-parter, because I feel like, can you be friends with somebody that, like, do you have a friend or a girlfriend, boyfriend, who has a friend who they used to fuck just hanging out and hanging around? Like, I think that kind of ties in with the deal breakers from from last week, which was, do you think that you can have sex? Can you be with someone who your friend has had sex with? And that's kind of like, you know, it was kind of like a tie. Like, some people said absolutely not. Some people said no. But then what about if we're all hanging out? Like, does that make a difference? Like, I don't know. So, yeah. So I definitely, the heart can get involved. And I pretty much, okay, so I think that when you're friends with benefits, like, there's some ground rules. Like, I don't know. I'm a little bit different. I kind of just test the waters and see how much shit I can get away with. Like, I'll start telling you certain stuff and I'll see if you check me and be like, you don't have the right to ask me about that because you're not my girlfriend, then fine. But I will test the waters and push the button, push the envelope and see like what you'll allow me to say. Like, I'll admit that about myself. So we could be friends with benefits all day long, but you know, if I can ask you, I guess there's like, there should be some rules established. So some of those rules may be, you can't ask me what, like, who I'm seeing or who I'm dating. I will tell you if I'm dating someone else or having sex with someone else for health reasons and purposes. But as far as anything outside of that, like, it's like, don't ask, don't tell for some people. I don't know, the rules may be different on that level. If we're just dating, I feel like that's, or we're friends with benefits, that's kind of like the lines of talking. And I definitely feel like if you're just talking, you don't need to tell me where you're going, who you're doing it with, none of that. Like, you can't even ask me. But I've definitely been in situations where it's friends with benefits, but we kind of play this, like, you know, maybe play house a couple days out of the week and just pretend like we give a fuck for, you know, for whatever reason. And then there's times when it kind of gets complicated. Like I said, if you end up dating someone who now has, you say you end up dating someone, they are your friends with benefits with this person, sorry. And then they have someone that comes into their life who they want to focus on, and they kind of push you to the back burner, and then it kind of just gets complicated because you're just like, okay, let me know when y'all serious so we can stop fucking. And then you gotta call like your backup or something. I don't know, like, I feel like that's when it starts getting complicated. So maybe it's best, like, if you have someone who maybe is just not dating and you guys are friends with benefits, I honestly do not know. I feel like the rules differ for everyone based on the situation, but it could get a little, it definitely could get messy. And that's the part that like makes me lean more towards like, no, I'm definitely not trying to be friends with benefits with anyone, but I am actually currently doing it. And as much as I like this person, I made the decision not to deal with them in that way. Like, for right now, I'm just going to focus on me and focus on getting myself 100% right. And if that person happens to still be around and we're in two different places, then maybe. But then, like, I definitely, one of the followers brought up a good point, and they're like, well, don't you start to question if they're good enough to fuck and be friends with, why aren't they good enough to be with? And the answer for me, I can't answer that for anybody else, but for me, so I'm in a place in my life where I feel like, this person is, like, cool as fuck. Like, let me just start there. Like, she's cool. She's funny. She's, like, super chill, spiritual, like, all that. However, we kind of have the same, we have the same, like, bad habits. Like, we have the same discipline issues. And I'm really working towards just being more disciplined, more consistent with my work, time management and all these things. And I feel like me and her kind of have those bad traits in common. And yes, we're both working on them, but I just really feel like when it comes to when I date, like, I date for marriage. And when I date, it's like I look at these qualities, like, does this person motivate me? Does this person have like the opposite? Like, if I'm bad with money, are they good with money? If I am, like, I don't want somebody with the same struggles as me, because then I feel like we'd enable each other. So I definitely thought about this when I met this person. And after I started hanging out with them, I'm just like, damn, like, they're hella cool. But at the same time, like, this person enables me to be, you know, too lax when it comes to work, or this person knows that I, like, am going through certain stuff and they don't encourage me to, you know, not saying that I need someone, like, I'm accountable and responsible for myself, but I just know what I want in a partnership. And I know that when it comes to the things that I want to change about myself and the things that I want to make better about myself, I really need someone who, you know, encourages me, and not just encourages me, but definitely has those qualities that I lack. Like, I want it to be a situation, like, in an ideal situation, like, if you're bad with money, you want someone who's good with money, who could teach you some shit. Like, I feel like oftentimes we have friendships, even just friendships, not even just relationships, but we have friendships where we're surrounded by people that, like, enable our behavior. Like, if we're both sitting there and, like, we know that we're supposed to be working out and going to the gym, and you have that friend who's, like, a health nut, you want to kick it with the health nut so you can be motivated. Or, you know, like, you don't want to kick it with the friend who's also struggling to get her ass off the couch and go to the gym. Like, you want someone who's gonna not match your motivation, but you want someone who's gonna, like, pull you in the right direction. And I think that this person in particular just happens to kind of have the same issues that I have, even with, like, you know, the health and all that kind of stuff. And I just know what I want. And if this happens to change, like, maybe in the future about this person, or I get to the point where I'm so motivated and self-sufficient in those areas that I can afford to, you know, like, I know that nothing that someone can say can, like, hinder me or get me off track, then yeah, like, I might consider it. But right now, no, I'm already trying to get my shit together. I don't need that type of partnership. So we can be cool, we can be friends, we can still fuck. And yeah, that's pretty much where I'm at. Like, that's not for me, that's not gonna change. So, not right now, at least. So I have this list I got from one of my followers. It happened to pop up on my timeline, and it has this list of, like, the definitions of each of these. So there's talking, dating exclusively, and relationship. So the definitions of talking are, we've exchanged numbers, do things on a friendship level, and maybe even had sex. We're testing the waters to see if it's a growing interest. So this is kind of like, me and this girl are testing the waters. We pretty much know that we vibe or whatever. And we definitely even had sex, and we're on a friendship level. But, you know, sometimes it gets a little muddy. But yeah, so if you're just talking to someone, like, you shouldn't be, definitely not be asking certain questions. If you feel on your, like, this is kind of, it's kind of friends with benefits, but a little bit less, because maybe you've already established that you're not really growing interest. You're just, like, cool with where you guys are at. Dating is, we are spending time together and doing various activities, movies, bowling, concerts, dinner, etc., as friends with a mutual interest in each other, but we are still allowed to talk to other people. So I would say that me and this girl are dating. Honestly, we don't really go, like, our schedules are really crazy, so we don't really go anywhere. So I guess that would be the only thing that excludes us from this category. But yeah, like, we don't really go anywhere, but we are dating, I guess, to an extent, because we're fucking and we're friends. And we have mutual interest in each other, but we still talk to other people. So I would say this is best for me right now, and anyone else that, you know, like, where I'm at. I think that's pretty much it for me. And then dating exclusively, we're dating. However, we have cut off all other people we're interested in to focus on us getting to know each other better. So this is the thing, and I'll probably have an episode about this possibly, but I think a lot of people think that they're dating exclusively, but they're not. So a lot of people just, you know, they're always so stunned. I never really understood this because I'm like, I'm the type of person, like, I meet people all day, every day, like in the mall, in traffic, on Instagram. So it's like, for me, I'm like, when you're in this dating mode, when you're dating exclusively, what happens when you meet other people? Like, do you just avoid giving your number out because you're dating someone exclusively? Or what is this? Like, I don't know. Like, this has always been weird for me. Because I feel like, what if you're dating someone exclusively, you decide that you're not going to give them your number? I think I have FOMO when it comes to dating. Is that like a thing? Like, fear of missing out? Like, I just feel like you should be able to just kind of explore people. And maybe that's what gets me in trouble, because I'm super curious about people in general. Like, I want to know more about them, even like if it's not for the sake of dating. Like, I'm just really curious about how people think, and I just love having random ass conversations with people. Like, there's these two guys that I met at this coffee spot in Santa Monica. Hey, you guys. And they are like super cool, super vibey. Like, we have these long conversations where we'll start talking about one thing and then it'll just like spiral out of control about something else. And I enjoy that shit. And if it wasn't for my personality, I would have never met them. And they've been like, you know, definitely like a blessing and like a positive force, like, in my life. Like, not to be dramatic, but like, I, you know, good energy like goes a long way with me. Like, I love someone who's just like open-hearted and cool. And especially in LA, where everyone's a fucking weirdo, like, these, you know, when you meet someone and it's kind of like you're on the same wavelength, like, it's amazing. So, like, this is the type of connection. Like, these people I'm not interested in sexually. However, like, if I would meet, you know, if it was a girl or something, I were to meet a person like that and we were to, like, to just vibe and I'm, like, attracted to them and they're attractive. Like, so because I'm in, like, this dating exclusively relationship, I can't talk to them? Like, maybe, like, how would I go about getting to know this person to determine whether or not, like, you know, you're interested? And, like, how do you say, like, oh, we were dating exclusively, however, I just met this other person and I also want to date them, so we're back dating regular? Like, that doesn't even make sense. So this is the one that I'm like, it's kind of confusing. I ain't gonna fuck with it. Like, I think that you should just be dating, and then I don't know. I wouldn't be mad if that got excluded. Like, I don't know. So the other one, of course, is in a relationship. We have made a mutual agreement to become a couple. It's just you and me, point blank, period. And yeah, that's the one that's like obvious. You guys are together. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Y'all go together. Y'all on each other's Instagram. And that's it. So I honestly, like, I love the idea of being in a partnership, and like, I look at some couples and I'm like, I can't wait till I have that. And but I'm not finna rush none of it. Like, it's cute sometimes. I'd be like, I don't know. But I think, yeah, like, not saying I'm trying to convince myself or I've already decided, but I really think that I just need to be single. And I don't know. I think I need to be single. But I think definitely there's these weird blurred lines when it comes to friends with benefits or in just dating in general. There's so many different, like, now, like, you have these people that are in situationships. Like, what the fuck does that even mean? Like, does it mean, like, am I in a situationship? Because there's this, like, anything that's a blurred line is a situationship. Like, that's very, very interesting to me. So I don't know. So for anyone who, if you have a, I guess I'll say if you have a significant other, or if you have someone that is, for like a friend with benefits, someone that you're dating, like I would definitely love to hear what are some of your rules and what are some of the things that you look like, some of the things you look for when you're choosing these people, and what are some ground rules that you establish when you're dealing with these people. I think it gets really complicated because people's feelings get involved, and then it's all cool when you're not dating anyone else. Isn't there a movie called Friends with Benefits? Like, I think it's like Friends with Benefits, and then they're like together because they decided to not date or something, and then they end up falling for each other. I can't remember. I think it's a movie. Maybe I'll watch it for like research purposes, but I think that a lot of people, it gets complicated. Like sex kind of, I've definitely dealt with situations where sex complicates things, and I can't think of the last time like I had sex with somebody and it didn't get a little complicated, at least for a little period of time, like until we establish like what are we doing. And maybe that's my lesson with all this, is just to, you know, it's we're in the world of like instant gratification, and we really don't give things time to, like, we don't take time to get to know each other anymore. And then when we do get to know each other, it's like on some fake shit. Like, one of the reasons why I started doing this podcast, because I was like, people need to start being more transparent. For a long time, I would like save little tidbits about myself that I feel like, yeah, a person might want to know. They might not want to know. Like, I've said it before, like, I've gotten into the habit of oversharing. Just because I definitely don't, if I tell you my truth up front, like there's no room to judge. There's no room to, like, you don't have that power over me. Like anything that I have said on this podcast is broadcast to the entire world. And once I say it here, or once I tell someone to their face my truth and the things that I've been through, you can't hold that shit over me. And I think a lot of people, when they meet someone or they're dating, it's like a whole ass interview. Like, you're telling the person the best things about yourself. You're leaving out the shitty shit and the things that you've been through, and fear that they're going to judge you off the bat for it. So then it's kind of like you basically tell me the worst things about you. I mean, tell me the best things about you, leave out the worst, and then you wait until I'm in love with your ass you wait till I find out organically instead of just telling me straight up. And I feel like we kind of need to start, like, why waste time? Why try to, like, it's kind of like manipulation at some point, which I'm, like, you know, a former expert in. So I just really think people need to be more transparent with the shit that's going on with them and what they want. And we have to stop doing that shit too. Like, stop making it seem like you don't want a relationship or you don't want a partnership. Like me, I know that I want those things, but I'm taking time off from those things. But you meet people who are like, oh, I don't want a relationship and I'm just cool. And then you start fucking with one person and doing relationship shit with them. And then when they get booed up on your ass, and you're fucking confused. Like, you told them you don't want a relationship, or you didn't tell them that you wanted a relationship at some point, and now they're just doing them. So I don't know, when it comes to dating, it gets really, really confusing. And I feel like it could be a lot easier if people were just more transparent and they were honest about their feelings, regardless of how crazy they sound or how embarrassing the shit may feel, and like start owning your shit. So that's pretty much it for this week. That is my lesson. That's my message. Next week, we are going to have a special guest. We're going to bring Unforgettable Steph back. And we're also going to bring a special guest who is going to share her experience with Friends with Benefits. She has been in a Friends with Benefits situation for 10 years. 10 years. So I have a lot of questions for her. Like, I don't know. I've never fucked with anybody for that long, ongoing. Like, I don't know if this is how ongoing this is for her, but from my understanding, like, yeah. Like, the only time that they're not fucking with each other is if each other is in a relationship. So I have no idea how this works, but I've never I've never personally done it before. I've had people that I fucked like long time ago, and then I'll fuck them again, like, you know, in a few years. But as far as like ongoing friends with benefits, and this is like established situation, no. So I'm very interested to see what she has to say. And so yeah, it's gonna be part two of Friends with Benefits, and look out for the Dirty 30 Thursday question of the week. And it'll be more about friends with benefits or just dating in general. So look out for that question and make sure you answer either via Twitter. Everything is the Dirty 30 Diary, the Dirty 30 Diary. You can also write in with any questions, or if you want, if there's some topics that you want to discuss, or you want my perspective, or, you know, a guest perspective on said topic, just go ahead and write in, comment, DM us. Again, that's it for today. And the Dirty 30 Diary at Gmail, and the Dirty 30 Diary, that's a 30, and that's everywhere, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. So I hope you guys enjoy your week, and we'll be back next week as of every Wednesday. Thank you for listening.